And on this Halloween Eve, here's a question. Are there foods that you are just too scared to try and cook? Well, here and now, resident chef Kathy Gunst joins us in the studio to help. Hi, Kathy. Happy Halloween.
Hello, Jeremy.
So what
should I say boo?
You could do that. What makes a food too scary to cook?
Well, I did what I like to do is I put out a call on Facebook and I said, no judgment. What are you too scared to cook? What is it that you think, oh, I could never do that? And the answers were super interesting.
Like what? What did people
like,
come up with?
Like caramel and burnt sugar came up a lot. Spring rolls, rice wrappers, brains, whole duck. But one of the biggest responses I got had to do with deep frying. People are terrified to deep fry, and it's not because of the health, which is obvious.
Because you're going to get splattered with
hot oil.
You're going to
get splattered, or you're going to burn the food, or worse, you're going to undercook it. Hmm. So I thought, okay, what am I going to make? And it was just obvious, fried chicken.
Right. So, which, by the way, I have never made, probably because it is kind of
right?
a scary thing to make. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you a few ways that I do it that make it feel less scary. Number one, I heat the oil in my wok. I do that because if you think of the shape of a wok, it has a low bottom and high sides. So I'm only adding about 3 inches of oil, but it's going to be contained. I'm not going to get splattered. I used half safflower oil and half Crisco. Because I grew up with that. A lot of cooks will use lard. Some will use peanut oil.
You can't use olive oil, though, right? Because of
it's
the temperature.
It's a waste. Right. It would be a complete waste of your olive oil. So I took a beautiful chicken, and I chopped it up, and I soaked it in really good buttermilk for 24 hours. So the buttermilk tenderizes it and creates a base for the chicken. I took it out of the buttermilk, and I coated it in a combination of flour, coarse cornmeal, cayenne pepper, thyme, salt, and pepper. And here's the biggest trick. I put a candy or deep frying thermometer into the wok, into the hot oil. If I have the thermometer in there, I can watch it. And so it doesn't burn and it doesn't undercook.
So and I have the result right here in front of me.
Go
Let me
for
try it.
It. Hopefully it's got a good crunch and it should be very tender and juicy.
Mmm.
Nice?
Yeah.
That's the idea, is that you get a crisp coating on the outside and that it still really tastes like tender, juicy chicken inside.
Okay, so some delicious fried chicken, scary to cook, maybe not so much anymore if you check out Kathy's recipe at hereandnow.org. Next up, we have dessert.
We have
something
dessert.
Else that's scary to cook but delicious to look at.
Boy, the word souffle came up 6 times. Mm. People were terrified. How do you get it to rise? What if it falls? So here's the deal with a souffle. It is going to rise because you separate the eggs and you whip the egg whites. And what I found is that a lot of cooks feel that they have to whip them really fast and at a very vigorous speed. In fact, you don't want to beat them too fast. You want to incorporate as much air as possible and let the volume in the egg white build up. This is a chocolate souffle I made you with bittersweet chocolate, little bit of sugar, not much. 10 minutes ago, I will admit it, even though it's radio, this was a gorgeous souffle.
It's still very nice.
It is, but it had a beautiful 3-inch rise on it. The truth is it deflates quickly, but it's still delicious,
oh,
right?
That is delicious.
Now I'm going to admit something else. I kind of messed up. I made the base of it last night, and the egg yolks and the chocolate seized up a little. And it still worked. So everything that could go wrong did.
Which it's always, something is always going to go wrong.
But the other thing I want to tell you, another tip with the souffle is here's what you do. You cheat. 5 minutes before it's due to come out of the oven, you say to everybody, dessert, it's ready, sit down. Then they're sitting there and they're waiting for you. And you take them out of the oven and it's drama and oohs and ahs. And suddenly you're not so scared.
And then you come up with another scary thing to cook, also a dessert, which is a pie.
10 people wrote to me and said, I know you've talked about it a lot. I'm still terrified of making pie crust. So I thought, I'm going to make an apple pie. It's the perfect season. It's Halloween. So here's the deal with pie crust. You don't want to overhandle it. A lot of people just use their hands. If they run warm like I do, the butter melts down. I do the whole thing in a food processor, and I pulse it. And I don't let it get overworked. And I add butter, and I add ice cold water. This is the other tip. I take cold, cold water, and I add 3 ice cubes, and I let it sit. And I only add enough water till the whole pastry comes together. Roll it out gently, and I made you a beautiful apple pie.
And before I taste it, I want to say that the last time that I had like a real craving for an apple pie, of course I would be too scared to actually try and make the crust. So I made everything else but bought a crust at the store, which is fine, but I'm guessing this is going to taste a lot better.
You say it's fine. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, you try it. I just want to say, what's the worst thing that's going to happen if you make it? Honestly, this idea of fear in the kitchen is something I would like to exorcise. Experiment, have fun, enjoy the cooking process, and you get a pretty good pie as well.
That's Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst. We will link you to some of her recipes for foods that are scary to cook at our website, hereandnow.org. Kathy, thank you.
Thanks. Happy Halloween.